Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we're going to be talking about Code Miko.
I want to see a butthole being rammed. Because it doesn't feel that great. Ugh.
Wait, what? Did you say the butthole's being rammed doesn't feel that great?
I mean, I'm sure yours would feel great. I'm sure you're... Anyway, no, Oh my god.
What?
No!
What are you... Wait, what?
No, I didn't say anything.
What are you trying to say?
No, I didn't say anything!
Are you trying to peg me, no! Miko?
No! Maybe? No!
So, Code Miko is this VTuber interviewer extraordinaire. She's unlike anything I have ever seen, and I love her content so much. So, generally speaking, when I watch content on YouTube or Twitch, I am not particularly drawn to the VTuber crowd. I mean, I have nothing against it. It's not, I'm like, VTubers shouldn't exist. Yeah, sure, they should exist. It's just not my preferred content. I feel almost detached. I like to see the person's face or no face at all. I don't know. It just, I feel a disconnect usually when there's this kind of model in the bottom right hand corner of the screen, but that's just how I feel. So if you love VTube content, I have nothing against you. You want to do it, nothing against you, but it's not my preferred way, so I'm not going to watch it. But Code Miko, I feel like, is this entirely different entity. She is something I've never seen before, and I am just entranced with her content. So if you haven't seen her model, she has like usually kind of like pink hair and like two buns. It's like a space bun. I don't know hairstyles well, but I feel like that's what you would call it.
Guys, don't ask me how I knew, but that's actually what it's called.
Kind of an anime-ish face, I would say, but like a really like a 3D model, and then this blue kind of like crop top that is like striped with a white stripe in the middle. And her setup is just amazing. So what she does is she has this kind of like whole setup that is 3D modeled out. So she has this desk herself, and she's being tracked in this as this character. She has a screen with the person she's usually interviewing. I've only really seen her do interviews. And she has like this whole kind of like house 3D model behind her. And it is insane content. Because the work that must have gone into it, that the character is super detailed. They have different outfits and different items they can interact with. She can switch between views. So she has like almost different camera angles that the model can interact in and deal with. When she can get up out of her chair. So basically, the model, what you're looking at when you're looking at her stream, is it's like the VTuber model sitting in a chair. But she can almost seamlessly, not almost, she can seamlessly switch from the VTuber model getting in a chair and then almost controlling it like a character in The Sims, where she can walk around this house that she made for the VTuber where everything's modeled out and she could do all that and do all this. And it's incredibly impressive. And another thing that goes along with the VTuber, and let me tell you, it's all like really well done. Like it's incredible. It feels like you're just watching into a video game world. It's incredible. It is unlike anything I have ever seen. I just think it is overall fantastic. So continue on this like track. What she does is some features is she can switch her outfits, like I said, bring in items, but chat, it's also a fantastic way for chat to interact with her, because chat is able to, you know, do bits to maybe change the size of her model's head or other parts of her body, if you know what I mean. What happens is like keywords in the chat that are being used a lot flash up on her shirt. You can pay bits to get letters on her forehead that are just automatically there. You know, she has different things where if you gift subs, it appears as like boxes raining down from the sky, gift boxes raining down from the sky in the world, I don't know what you would call it, and different things for that and this. So she's able to make this whole system interactive and fun. You basically have this insight into this virtual world, but she is still able to do these interviews because basically she has this computer screen within the virtual world with that person on it that she's interviewing. I think she does it through Discord, it seems like, and it's just super cool. I find it really cool to watch, and I think it's done incredibly well, to an extent where, I don't know, she's the only VTuber I have watched. Well, no, I've tried others, but she's like the only one I've stayed watching with, and I've enjoyed it till the end. I think all of her content is incredibly well made and crafted, and the interaction with chat is like something I have never seen before. She's brought a new level to Twitch, because yeah, you do have those channels that are like, okay, you know, donate $5 and I'll freestyle your name into a song. But to kind of be able to create it in a way where she doesn't have to press a button, it's like code that if you pay, you'll change her costume, you'll make her head bigger. Like, that's not something she has to actively do. So she can entertain while also keeping the chat supervised almost in a way at the same time. It's really impressive. It's honestly sick. It's one of the coolest setups I have ever seen on Twitch, and I just want to see her thrive. And now getting into her actual content, now that we've laid this character that I have before you in this crop top sweatshirt with like the pink salmon almost color hair, space buns, she interviews some fantastic streamers. She's interviewed people like Jacksepticeye, Pokimane, Scar, Moist Critical, Sykuno, Ludwig, QT Cinderella, Loser Fruit Molina. There's so many different people she's interviewed. It just goes on and on. And she interviews them in a very character way. So basically, she's like straightforward. It's very vulgar. There's a lot of like dick jokes and stupid stuff like that. It's kind of dumb.
I am squishy and real.
Prove it.
Okay. Come inside me. Come inside my mouth. Here. Are we gonna
get... No, I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good.
What?
I'm good.
We're going to take a ride. Haven't
no,
you
no, it's fine. It's fine.
Haven't you seen Magic School School Bus?
But it's really fun because usually you have, like, when you have a YouTuber interview, a lot of the times you get either a serious type thing, which is boring to watch. I mean, obviously, maybe listening to maybe different, or like a coordinated video maybe different. But if you stream it, it gets almost like a bit uncomfortable in a way. So when she is able to do it through her stream and like do this in this fun character type way where she's taking everything up to the extreme, asking flat out funny questions that are just the worst questions that you could ever ask in an interview, calling people short when they say their height, making fun of people here or there, not being afraid to go that extra step and step on the interviewee's toes. It's admirable, and it makes for funny content.
But wait, they say height counts. How tall are you, Mr. Jack the Dicey?
Not tall enough for it to matter.
Oh, come on. They say length matters way more than the size of the head.
I'm not tall.
Actually, I really don't know this. How tall are you?
5'9".
Aww.
Don't say aww to that.
No, I mean that in a good way.
What does that mean?
No, it means...
How tall are you?
It means that it's your a height that's very, very cute.
Worse.
It's nice. The door.
Dogs have cute heights.
Oh.
It is entertaining. She goes above and beyond and sometimes risks maybe her reputation in a way. And I don't know how people think of her. Not her respect, but like she's not afraid to assert herself in this character. Like she's asking Jacksepticeye, who has a bunch of subs, more subs than her, like these stupid questions. And she's not afraid to do that, which makes it so good. And that's what makes her above a lot of Twitch channels who do interviews. And I think it's important to acknowledge the code Miko is a character. So basically, Kodomiko is almost, she is, she streamed before the lady who was behind Kodomiko. I actually don't know her actual name. What I do know is that she kind of refers to her real self, her IRL self, as you could say, as technician. Because obviously she has to know some advanced stuff to be able to do all this modeling, this interacting, set up all these different features. So she goes by technician. She speaks almost about herself in the third person. These are two separated people. This is hopefully, I would hope that people have been able to figure out that these are, Kodomiko is not a real personality. She's obviously played up, and if you couldn't figure out that, I'm kind of sad for you, but you know, we'll get back to that. But she's obviously, it's a separate personality. This is not one and the same. But I do think it is fantastic to keep it separate so she can be so out there. And in while she is out there, I think she also does some IRL streams as well as technician. But I wanted to make clear that it's a character. Yeah, she may act like overly rude sometimes, but that's not like a disrespect. That's her being the character and trying to continue it on. And when she is in IRL content, she does seem a lot more refined. I think she kind of does slip into almost Miko even when she does IRL stuff now and then. Just because of, I think, it's just her stream personality. Everybody has a stream personality as a streamer. I think Creator is the one who always pounds it and he's like, yeah, I turn it on. Everybody turns it on. Even I turn it on a bit for the podcast. Not to the extent that these people do, but like, you know, you turn it up a little. And hers is like the 10 times version for that with her character.
By turn it up, I was referring to making your personality more wacky and loud, if that wasn't clear.
And she goes crazy. I think she's gotten banned like 3 separate times somehow for what she's done, which, I mean, it sucks. I mean, you never want to be banned on Twitch. That's never a fun situation, especially since it's usually very vague. And then she has to get back in. But she... There was her most, one of her most popular clips is her being really sad about being banned, because I think she's scared that Twitch thinks she's like some type of toxic personality, which is actually really sad, because when she does speak about herself and her IRL activity, she seems like a really nice person. I think she's around like just a 30, I think, and she just seems like a nice woman, like, you know. So hopefully her, you know, characters sometimes doing that and acting like they don't come off badly on the person behind it, because it seems like she cares a lot about her, like her actual reputation and how hopefully that she doesn't get misperceived.
So Twitch mandated that I get removed from Hivemind. They removed me from all the other events as well that they were gonna have for me. It hurts because I feel like they see me as a toxic person or something.
And in some situations, it does seem like the people are not meant to be interviewed by Miko. Miko was a very, I'm going to pound this joke into the ground, like, she is directing the show. This is not about, like, learning about the interviewee's life. She is going to do some fun, stupid stuff, lead the way. And I don't think some people know what they're getting into. It has seemed, on a few occasions, not often, but that some people almost, like, don't really get what she is about, which makes it very awkward. Like, to be honest, I'm just gonna call it out. She did an interview with Maya. Maya recently started an animal shelter. If you don't know Maya on Twitch, I don't know her full handle.
Her name on Twitch is literally just Maya.
She's dating Miskev. She does a lot with animals. She's a really cool creator. But Maya went on to promote the animal shelter that she had been starting. And that was all cool in that. And then Miko is out here trying to like make these jokes. And I think she's kind of like really hammering in the point since Maya, as I said before, is dating Miskev. Miskev's like ADHD and Maya like almost babysitting Miskev, making a lot of jokes about that. And it was funny, like, she's like, oh, do you have to, like, babysit Miskev, whatever that. She was like, what's more responsive, like, Miskev or the birds you train? And she, like, just kept, like, repeating it over for, like, a few minutes. And honestly, it just seems like Maya was not having it. Now, I don't know if it just was the day or Maya's personality. I don't know if she knew what she was getting into, but it made it unbearably awkward. I was like, I felt very uncomfortable watching it from my standpoint. There just felt like tension you could cut with a knife. It like, Maya, like, you know when you say a joke, you know, and it doesn't go too well. It's not a hitter, but then someone will kind of give you like, or you show someone a video or a movie you like, and they'll be funny and they'll be like courteous enough to maybe give it a pity laugh, or you start doing a bit and they're, you know, they give you the courtesy of, you know, going in with you on your joke. And then there are those times where they don't. And that was one of them. Like, Maya gave, like, no give. She didn't give, like, a or even, like, went along with, like, the bit. She didn't really continue Miko's train of thought. She just kind of sat there stone-faced and answered questions literally, and it made it so horrible. Because, like, if I remember correctly, I couldn't even watch the whole video, but Miko would be like, so who is, I'll just try to play the clip. Editing, Mac, play the clip now.
Have you ever seen Miskev complete a task?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't have an example right now.
Like actually a task. Like, where he set out to do a task, and he went and did it without any interruptions.
Like, going to pick up something from the store, yeah. Going live.
But, like, as you can see, she answered the questions literally, and it seemed like she wasn't in the mood for joking. So it was an uncomfortable situation. So I do feel like you kind of have to know what you're getting into with Miko. What I learned, moving on, what I learned recently, that is a main point, like, you have to know what you're getting into. But just quickly moving on, I learned that Miko wasn't always like this virtual personality. Because I thought that she actually, like, was just always Code Miko. She was this person. Apparently, she did, like, a bunch of pole dancing streams in the past, which was a side of her I never knew about. But it was interesting to know that she does have a lot of range, and maybe this is not her first rodeo on Twitch. So, she definitely comes from not being embarrassed, as you can tell, because you can't really do pole dancing if you don't have self-confidence. But it was interesting to see what her background was, that she did have some other past Twitch channels. And you can also hear the difference in her voice in the older stuff when she pole danced between her and her character. So it's like, oh, it definitely reinforces if you think it's not a character that it is. It is definitely a character. But it was interesting to know that she, like, pole danced, just for the sense you're like, oh, I didn't know that. I guess, like, she has been in this game longer than I thought she has. But she's been doing a great job. All her streams have been really great. To be honest, it seems like her YouTube could use some work. It only has 227,000 subscribers, which obviously is a lot. But for the content she is making and how good it is, it seems like she should be getting more. Now, I don't know why this is. Her most popular video is like a 56-second clip. So I think that possibly she is kind of like switching through trying to find what works, like full VODs versus like cut up, maybe 40-minute videos, 20-minute videos, 30-minute videos, just trying to find a nice in-between. And I think that she has, you know, been definitely getting a lot better, but I think it is weaker in terms, in comparison to her Twitch. She lacks that special sauce. Now, I'm not even necessarily sure what that special sauce like is. I don't know if it's like a pace of editing, you know, just, you know, how the videos are cut, but something definitely makes her seem a little more underdeveloped than your like higher YouTube channels. She seems a little behind. And I don't know what the reason for that is for. I would guess editing, because when you do watch her stream, her base content is all funny. Like, it's all pretty good. So maybe just trying to condense, like, 2 hours of an interview into 30 minutes is hard. Obviously, that is going to be hard. But it is just a little off. You want it to be a bit more. And I think if she can find that magic sweet spot, which she may be missing, she can definitely start thriving. I also think, as another bit of advice, that her intro really needs some work. She kind of does this intro and it feels outdated and too long. How are you
guys? How are you? Just throw 500 bitties.
What I've learned, I'm bad at this myself. I'm trying to get better. Is you want your intro to kind of show your brand, show what you're about, and then move on quick. But it should be really quick, like maybe 2 seconds on the screen that flash into the video. Hers feels a little long and a little outdated and not really exactly representative. So I would change that if I were in that position. It reminds me of Sykuno's intro. Like, I wanted his to be a bit more updated, too, and I think that's where I feel like hers is. It just could use some polishing to make it more efficient and get you into the video. But she has so much potential that I think that it's honestly a small change. I feel like I've kind of covered the main factors, but just, she's a great interviewer. I will say that. Like I said, if you know what's coming at you, I think she does a great job of entertaining, but also revealing some information, kind of getting some actually information the fans want to know out of the people she is interviewing, but at the same time, she is entertaining a channel. And I think she does an amazing job at that. And I could only just applaud her. She's an amazing, wonderful creator, and I hope she does so much better in the future. I think she deserves the world based on her content. It's always so good, so funny. It just is hilarious. She should honestly be over 1 million subs because she has this great ratio of knowing how to keep people entertained. People entertained and the guest happy. It is more. It is more than a skill. It is a gift. That's all I could say. And I think that's going to be it for describing her, because I don't want to go on repeating, but it is amazing.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast. It's honestly crazy. I've been trying to push and find things of like what you want and stuff like that. And, you know, try to, you know, spotlight the creators that you guys like, that I like. I hope you like this one. This was not my usual track. I usually kind of stick with Minecraft, but I went a little off the grid here because I just love Konmiko so much that I really hope you enjoyed it. I really always appreciate your comments on Apple Podcast. If you do that, they make me like super happy and like kind of reinforce what I'm doing. And even though I just love what I'm doing already, it just doubles that other people enjoy, you know, what I am trying to get across. So thank you guys for all of that. I really appreciate all your support. It is crazy that this has gotten the success that it has. This is honestly insane. Thank you guys. See you next time. Bye.